This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. That's right, free! You can get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. A lot of times that's free, too. And anywhere you get your smart speaker, just ask it to play WILK News Radio, and it'll play live for you right then and there. So how's everybody doing? It's Friday, November 7th, 2025, 56 degrees, 309. Weekends, hopefully yours, if not very shortly. How's everyone doing? Before we get into today's stories, I had a conversation yesterday with a few 20-somethings that I know. And we got into a pretty deep conversation on how do we reach... How do we reach that 18 to 30-year-old group? And they were right in this group. They were on the high end of that group and right in the middle of that group. And, it said, how many people in that age group listen to your show? I give a lot of facts about things a lot of times. Some things, I just give you my opinion or I tell you the story and my side of it. That's why we're here. You hear other sides of it. I tell you each time, though, do your own research. But I do dig into a lot of the numbers. I do dig into a lot of the facts. And I do try... And at least give you enough to spark your interest to do your own research into it. But how many from that age group walk away? And the older generations, I get messages from all the time. Thank you for giving that information. This is very helpful. Where did you find that? Where can I look into it more? I get those messages all the time, but never from that 18 to 30-year-old group. Now, mind you, 18 to 30 is not my listening demographic. I get that, but they do, and I get it. But they said, how many of that age group, that demographic, listen and have you ever changed their mind? Or do they just get mad because you didn't say what they wanted to hear? And there's a portion of that group that you probably said what they want to hear and just like, yeah, okay, and move on. How do we change that need? How do conservatives, how do Republicans reach that group? Because you're dealing with politicians now. You're dealing with people who work for politicians now that are that generation, that grew up in the social media world. And it's very hard to compete with someone who gets on social media and has a handsome smile and says what you want to say, or has nice dimples and says what you want to say. Oh, you think you're paying too much for groceries? So do I, and I think I'm going to fight that for you. We're going to bring down grocery prices, when they really don't have a clue on how grocery prices even happen. You pay too much for rent? We're going to freeze rent, and we're going to make it livable in this city for you, because I've lived here and I know how hard it is to pay. Well, here's people who came from rich backgrounds who've never had to deal with that. But they're telling you what you want to hear, and they have that handsome smile or the nice dimples, and they're saying things you want to hear, and you're agreeing with it, and you're going out and voting. You're not doing any research. That's that demographic. Even the people I spoke to who says, you know, they often do a lot more research and dig into the things. That's what they went to school for, and they're just commonly more inquisitive to why something is, rather than not just being told what it is. But they said a lot of their friends who agree with their political values don't do that. They hear it from a source that they either trust or know, and that's what they go with. Yeah, okay, that sounds good to me, because they don't care. They're going on with their lives. They're trying to grow their careers. They're starting families. It's very easy to tell people what they want to hear. It's very easy to tell people things that you know could never come true or will never happen. And that's a lot of the things that are being told. That's a lot of the promises that are being said. They've told us now for decades, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, these systems are failing and will not be here in as early as 13 years from today if we don't fix something. But yet anyone who brings up something to fix it with is demonized, is saying something that a group of people don't want to hear, and it's immediately attacked upon by the opposition. The media jumps on it because they have their way that they frame things. And I think that has changed a little bit, but not so much. And that's why you have, you know, different spectrums of media. But when you're bombarded with something day in and day out, when you say it enough times, people start to believe it. And the majority, and I've said it here from the start, the majority of people read the headline and maybe the first two sentences. Maybe the first two sentences. Where do we go from here? How do we reach people that don't want to be reached? How do we reach people and compete with someone who will say anything, simply to get elected, knowing that they can never get it done? You know, I talked to a group of people in administration positions in New York City. I spoke to people who work in New York City. I spoke to people in the business world in New York City. This socialist, admitted Democrat socialist, who's going into New York City with this list of promises that will never come to fruition. Now, one of the first is he's going to end the NYPD strategic response group. That's something he can very well do. It will immediately make the city less safe. And there'll be repercussions from that. Will it be major repercussions? Well, to the people that those crimes are committed against, it is. To the families of those people, it is. To the businesses in those areas, it is. But as far as on a national scale or even a citywide or statewide scale, no. But the things, he's free transportation. I'm going to freeze rents. I'm going to increase the corporate tax. We're going to tax our millionaires and billionaires. The millionaires and billionaires in New York City account for 48% of all the taxes collected by New York City. The millionaires and billionaires account for 48% already of all the taxes for the entire city of New York. If you lose just 10% of them, you're talking $4 to $8 billion in lost revenue. Where does that have to go then? They have to make up that, right? Now, they'll tax the remaining a little more. That'll make up some of it. But you know where it falls? The middle class. You or I, a lot of people listening right now, if you lived in New York City, the people making that type of money. And the middle class can withstand that a little bit, but we've already been pushed kind of hard lately, the past couple of years, since COVID. And sooner or later, that's going to break, because the poor don't pay taxes. The lower income people pay very little towards that. So the burden falls on the middle class, and that burden will be increased tremendously. And that's where you start to falter. So how do we reach this demographic, this group that's social media savvy, that's being used. And again, Governor Josh Shapiro is a great one. And I was listening to my good friend Sue Henry before me, you know, talk about it to his one of the largest social media tax paid staffs in the nation, the second largest. I wasn't even aware of that. The second largest, because he's seen how successful this is, this social media elite world that has come out. That's how AOC was so successful. This is how Mamdani was so successful. Their TikToks, their Instagram, their Snapchats, saying things. In what is 8 years that AOC's been in Congress, she has accomplished nothing, but yet she's one of the more popular. They're talking about her competing in Nancy Pelosi's position, not as Speaker, but in that level of status in the House. She's done and accomplished absolutely nothing in the city of New York, but has been a social media sensation. She's a fraud. She's never been a girl from the Bronx. She may have been born there, but she left very quickly. Grew up in an affluent Westchester County, went to affluent schools. It's not my fault or the nation's fault that you couldn't figure out after paying $250,000 for a college education how to get health care until you were elected to office. That's not a problem with the system. That's a problem with your dedication to your own career. Because if I lost my job today, I could find a job with benefits tomorrow. It may not be the same status that I have, but it will be a job with benefits. So you have Josh Shapiro, our governor, going on 5 months now. The end of this month will be 5 months without a state budget. The only governor in the nation without a state budget. And he has the audacity, the nerve, to come in our area and throw stones, taking a photo op at a food bank, talking about SNAP and cuts that even haven't even taken effect yet to Medicaid, trying to conflate these issues into one to place fear in you. And it's all for politics. It's all for politics. His own and those around him in his circle. It's not helping anyone. As the governor sits here and talks about these SNAP benefits, which, mind you, are because the Senate Democrats refused to pass a continuing resolution, regardless of what they're fighting for, you don't hold people hostage. And that's exactly what Senate Democrats are doing. Listen, I'm fully on board. Social Security checks are going out because they found out a long time ago we needed to put this in a separate pool of money. Congress is getting paid because they knew they needed to put that in a separate part of money. Not that we agree with that. I think most of us agree that it should be shut down. Our military should be put in a separate pool of money that is not affected by a continuing resolution. SNAP benefits should be put in a separate pool of money to where people who truly need that benefit, and we've talked about the fraud and waste that's there, but the people who truly need that benefit have it. It should be put in by legislation in a separate pool, just like Social Security, so that does not get affected. And I'm agree with that 100%. But here you have Governor Josh Shapiro grandstanding with bags of food with our most vulnerable in line, telling people, while a school district in that very area is talking about shutting down because they can't pay their bills. You have Lackawanna County, who just took out a $5 million line of credit because they can't pay their bills possibly because money's not coming in from the state. You have children and youth agencies around the state having to pick up crumbs to do their job because they're not getting the money that's due to them. All because he has not been the leader he thinks he is, or the one that he portrays on social media, like his state at a Holiday Inn Express last night. It's a disgrace. You know, we found out that just last week, I talked about this earlier this week, just the end of last week, the governor and all four leaders of the House and Senate in Pennsylvania met face-to-face for the first time since the end of June, when the budget was due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
It's just incredible. It is truly just incredible. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 3:25 on this Friday, November 7th. You can call or text 570-883-0098. We have Kyle on New York City. Kyle.
Hey, Rob, what's going on? Yeah, I just called it because I just caught the last couple of minutes of what was going on there about the New York City race. And I wanted to lay out a couple things real quick, and then maybe you can just hit it because I don't know, I might lose you here. But I want to stay on. So I don't understand, you say about the new mayor, and I know he's a democratic socialist, but, like, what's wrong with that? I'll just explain. Since I've been in politics, George Bush, Iraq, I was into that. And that whole entire time, people have been saying, like, everybody's a socialist. Everybody that disagrees with a Republican or a conservative is a democratic socialist or a socialist, and the world's going to end. But, like, socialism is built into capitalism, into our system here. It's like a hybrid, because your police and your firefighters and all those people are paid by, our group lump sum of taxes. And so are your schools, property taxes and all those things.
Well, that's not socialism. Socialism is – Social Security is socialism. Medicaid and Medicare is socialism. Food stamps and SNAP is socialism. But it's been agreed upon socialism by both parties through Democratic Republic voting.
Okay. So when you you're saying that the police and firefighters aren't socialism?
No.
Okay. What are they then?
What do you mean, what are they? They're part of the structure of the justice in the United States under the Constitution.
Well, they're paid for by taxes and, you and me, right? So it's the same thing. It's socialism.
They are. So explain to me where socialism has worked anywhere in the history of the world.
Well, I just want to ask you, you know, when you speak of this new mayor and all the, you know, people before him, and we worry about socialism and all these things, what are you worried about? Like, what are you specifically worried about?
There's not all the people before him. There's this person. First of all, he has absolutely zero. The most people he's ever managed in his life has been 15. His entire life is a facade because he's never run anything. He's never managed anything. But yet here he's supposed to go from, what, a staff of 15 at most to a staff of almost 400,000. With promises that he just can't keep. There is going to be no such thing as free transportation in New York City. He is not going to freeze rent.
I want to take this in fragments if you can, just because there's a lot going on here, if you don't mind.
He's not going to freeze rent in New York City because it would absolutely destroy the private industry in New York City that is the rental market in New York City. There is no public housing to the extent that he needs it there.
Okay. I mean, yeah, if you want to, just one second, if you want to just take this a chunk at a time, you know, your first thing about him not being experienced, 15 people, you know, George Washington, I don't know how many people he managed, but he figured it out.
You're really comparing George Washington to Mendami in New York City?
Yeah, I'm going to compare this guy to a lot of people, if you let me. Yeah, yeah, okay. I definitely am, because
please do.
Yeah, I definitely will, because along the way, like, people don't need to. Like, how many people has Donald Trump managed? He's rich, but, like, what has he ever done? But he's president right now. So, like, the claim that he can't do anything because he doesn't have experience, my current representative, Alec Rinkabich, he graduated high school, and now he's my representative. Is he a bad representative? Is there an issue with him? Because
you tell me. You just said he's your representative.
I didn't vote for him, and I'm asking you, is there a problem?
He's not my representative. I don't know what he's done in this district.
Oh, okay, but so this mayor, this new mayor is not your mayor either. That's what I'm saying. So, like, we can extrapolate this any way you want, and you can avoid the question, I guess, but, like, how do you want to handle that?
So you support Mendami in New York City?
Oh, I think he's going to be great, yeah. I think he's going to do a change because the way it's been going...
What change? Tell me exactly what he's going to do that's going to change New York City and help people.
Well, just off the top, I mean, I could give you probably the bullet points and then you can...
No bullet points. Tell me exactly what he's going to accomplish that is going to help the people in New York City.
Well, that's where you get lost there because so you're going to exactly what he's going to accomplish, but I asked you before exactly what socialism was bad, and we didn't go there.
Well, I said before you came on the air, and you've obviously heard it because it had you call in, he's going to accomplish little to nothing. He's going to do a lot of damage. He's going to do some things, but he's going to blame the machine. He's going to blame the city council. He's going to blame the state. He's going to blame the federal government. He's going to accomplish nothing, just like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has. She's accomplished nothing. She's passed no legislation for her district. She's done nothing.
I'm sorry, but it's just hard to have a conversation if you're just because I know you're passionate, but you rattle off these things that you've already said, and I get it. You've already said that. But I'm saying to you, I asked you what specific socialism you're worried about with him or anyone else.
I asked you what he's going to accomplish, Kyle.
But you asked that after I asked you. Do you see what I'm saying?
I don't see what you're saying. It's my show. You're calling in to make your point. You said he's going to be successful. I asked you how.
Well, that's not what I called in for. See, I called in.
Well, you're not here to be the opposition to me. It's my show. Maybe you forgot about that.
I'm not worried about being in opposition. I just want clarity because you said that you are worried
about
socialism.
Show me where socialism has worked anywhere in the history of the world.
Well, that's like a false argument because I want you to tell me what you're worried about. That's it. Just tell me what you're worried about.
Because he's got a basis that has never worked in the history of the world. I just said it. Show me what he's going to do that's going to be successful for the people in New York.
Well, it's kind of like this. Like, if you go to the doctor and you say, my body hurts.
You're not answering the question, like, Kyle. What is he going to do that's going to be successful? No, you're not. You're changing the goalpost every time I ask the question.
No, I'm giving you a metaphor.
Right? I'm asking you very specifically, what is he going to do? Pick anything you want. What is he going to do that's going to be successful for the people of New York?
He's planning on taking people that are your janitors and your workers that have to, like, take bus rides there for a couple hours a day, and he's going to make bus rides free. So that they don't have that on their back.
So you really think he's going to accomplish making bus rides free for everyone?
He's going to go ahead and he's going to have rent control so people could afford
No. Yeah, again, we're talking about buses. You really think he's going to make buses free for everyone? First of all, how is he going to do that when the Transportation Authority in New York is a state authority? The mayor has absolutely no control over that.
It's funny because we go down these paths, right? Because I ask you a question and I get no answer because you blunted it. But you ask me a question. We need to be so specific, and it's so funny to me because you
haven't answered a single question I asked.
Yeah, but I'm here to get clarity from you, and you won't tell me what you're worried about with socialism. It's your show, and you said socialism.
It's going to destroy New York City. That's what it's going to do. It's destroyed every other place it's been tried. Look at Cuba. Look at Venezuela. It's destroyed every other place it's been tried in the history of the world. So that's what I'm basing it on. It's going to destroy the city that I literally broke my neck for and lived and born and raised in. So yes, I do have a stake there. Unlike you, who just likes that the Socialist Democrat won.
If you were going to say a specific thing about socialism that bothers you, in this case, right here, specifically now, what would you say?
It does not work.
That's not a reason, though. It's exactly the reason.
It's going to bankrupt things. It's going to collapse the system. People are going to flee. Yes, will New York survive? Of course it will survive. But it's never worked anywhere.
It's a weird observation that there's like a disconnect there between
I'm not going round and round here.
I just gave you the most specific question.
All right, you know what? If you think you're going to talk over me, you're not, Kyle. very specifically for the people who can't read, it does not work. Socialism has never worked anywhere in the history of the world. Thank you for showing very politely, thank you, Kyle, for every time there was specifics, moving the question. I'm very specific. Socialism does not work. It has never worked, and it will ruin New York City. All I asked for was list one thing that he's going to do. Who he's going to make free transportation. Well, how's he going to do that? Because the MTA, the Metropolitan Transit Authority, is a state authority. Without the state approving that, it's not going to happen. Now, could he print up bus passes like they do for students that they could ride free for a certain group of people? Sure. But his promise wasn't that. His promise was the entire city of New York is going to, our transportation's going to be free. I know a little bit about transportation. I worked there for the first 5 years of my career as a New York City transit police officer. Those theft of service arrests and that broken windows really worked, because when people started paying their fare, the Metropolitan Transit Authority was able to maintain their fares because everybody was paying their fair share. Remember that? Their fair share? But listen, it's Kyle's prerogative to like who he likes. If he thinks this is going to be successful in New York, I said the moment he won, it's going to be a test case for the nation to watch. And I think we all should watch. It's 3:34 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. The last thing I want to do is talk about Mamdani, but we'll get into it here since it seemed to rile up some conversation. We have Luciano on Mamdani. Luciano.
Yes, Rob. Like I was telling Jake, I lived in Buffalo and Rochester. I'm sure you're a New Yorker. You know what I'm talking. I lived in Rochester and Buffalo, upstate New York, about 15, 18 years ago. Now, let me ask you a question. As you were being a New Yorker, he only became an American citizen about 6 years ago, right?
Yeah, that doesn't concern me, though. His lack of experience and his politics do.
Yes, and 51%+ of the citizens of New York City aren't native born. I know that doesn't bother you either. I'm not criticizing you because I respect your opinion each time I hear you. But what would cause a major city with 8.5 million people? I know Cuomo was flawed. He was terrible. And what's that gentleman's name? The other Republican. He was flawed.
Oh, yeah, Bloomberg really wasn't a Republican. He just sort of was.
No, not Bloomberg. The guy that made that.
Eric Adams.
No, not Eric Adams. He was terrible. He left because he made New York City a sanctuary city. That news talk radio host that became
Sliwa,
a Republican.
Sliwa.
Kurt Sliwa. Thank you, Rob. Yes, he was flawed heavily, and so was Cuomo. Now, what do you think is the worst? And also, Donald Trump 3 days ago stated, I'll call him a cockroach, if he becomes mayor of his native-born New York, he's a New Yorker, he said. He said he is not going to give New York City or federal funds, and he could care less. What do you think about that, Rob?
I think that's bad. I mean, listen, the majority of people, enough to elect Mamdani, voted for him, and he won. To impunish the entire city, listen, I think his administration, I think Mamdani's policies will do enough. As far as where they don't believe he's going to be a good steward of certain dollars. Yes, of course, that needs to be looked at. But to say we're not going to give any federal funds to New York City and punish everyone for the vote of a few is just not the way we do things. So, no, I don't agree with that.
Yes. Donald Trump said this. He's a New Yorker. He was. Yes, you know that more than anyone. But he stated this on a conservative Newsmax. He says,
"No, I know, that gentleman, Luciano. I know he did. I know he said that outright, and I disagree with it. I don't think that's the answer. I think the answer is the people in New York City need to live with the election that they've chosen, and when they decide they've had enough, they can choose differently." Again, I don't think a whole lot is going to change. I think you're going to see, like I said from the start, you're going to see things that affect people on a day-to-day basis. But a lot of the bigger things, they're false promises. They're things that aren't going to come true. Just like, you know, when Joe Biden said he was going to sweeply wipe away everybody's student debt. A lot of people bought it and very few got it. There were a few, though, but very few got it. And you know, the rest were disenfranchised, which you saw a lot of that age group turn on Democrats because they were fed up with the false promises. Some people still have that hope that there is free stuff in the world. But you know what it is? Sooner or later, you run out of other people's money. And, you know, that's just been the history of the world. Look at the Soviet Union. Look at Cuba. Look at Venezuela. These places are not pretty socialist organizations.
Yes, I'm just scratching my head and wondering, homelessness is only going to increase under his direction. Housing costs is still going to increase. So New York City is not going to increase. New York City is not going to benefit from this toxic mayor that they just foolishly elected, Rob. That's all I'm saying. And I'm just amazed and surprised such intelligent people in New York City voted for this socialist, communist, Marxist Muslim.
Oh, like I said, the majority of people read the headlines and maybe the first two sentences. So, you know, he has a very good persona. He has a very good social media presence. Like I said, he's got a handsome smile and people bought it. We'll see if he could follow through with that. And like I said, the second he got elected, it doesn't really affect me one way or another, other than probably raising my property value here from the people looking to leave. But it will be a test case for the entire nation to watch. Luciano, thank you for calling in.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let me get Fred from Pittston real quick before we move on. Fred.
Yeah, how you doing, Rod? You probably know that city more than anybody inside and out. And these people here, that gentleman just had on that. So was he from New York City? Was he called from New York? I didn't catch everything.
No, he's from here.
He's from here.
Yep.
Okay. Them people there that voted for Madani, all them people I seen in the crowd, you take a look at their tax return. I'd love to see how much tax they paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we've already brought some of that out where Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader of the House, pays very little for property tax because he found a loophole, a legal loophole to do so. So, yes, what's good for thee is not good for me.
But that's what I've said. These people, I don't know where they come from. How do they live there? Maybe you know
better. Well, Mamdani comes from wealthy parents. He was a privileged child and, like I said, has never managed anyone more than—
No, I mean these people that voted.
They're uninformed or are buying into a pipe dream that is just unattainable because the things that are being promised just has never been successful. So why should we expect it to be successful now? Maybe it surprises us and is, but I don't see it happening.
I don't know how these people make it there, what they're doing. What are they doing just to keep themselves fed and stuff? I don't even see it because that place is so expensive to live, and you know better than anybody about that place.
Well, I was born and raised there, and I'll beg to differ with you. I've been back, I can count on my hands twice the amount of times I've been back in the 22 years since I left. That's how much I miss it. So, hey, listen, they will live with the decisions they make, and we'll see what happens. Fred,
these people are degenerates, and they just want everything for nothing, like you said.
That's too general. I have to disagree with you there, Fred. I understand your opinion. There are a lot of good people there. They're just misinformed. They're buying into something, the promises that they're just not researching. And we'll leave it at that. It's 3:47 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 3:55, 56 degrees. Let me go to the phone now. We have Casey on a cell phone. Casey.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I was calling in about that Mamdani that you were talking about earlier, the mayor. I really disagree with you. I think he's going to do wonderful things. I know a lot of people are scared because it's something different, but I think we need something different.
Do you live in New York City?
I do not, but I live in Scranton, and I'm a big Bernie Sanders fan, and I see that mindset and philosophy really increasing. People want to change, and they disagree with a lot of the billionaire corporate concepts.
All right, so how do you, Casey, how do you think he's going to change New York City for the better? Or how do you think something like that would work here in Scranton?
Well, he just hired a transition team, all of women, and one of them is Khan, who worked under Biden. She set a lot of regulations against the corporate CEOs, and I don't know, I think that's amazing. He's an amazing person.
All right,
if you don't know much about her. I don't know a lot about her, but I know what she did under Biden was awesome.
Okay, I mean, that's your choice. I watched his transition team. I watched him announce them at the Unisphere. I talked about it yesterday. Do you know the millionaires and billionaires that reside in New York City pay 48% of the current tax in New York City? What happens if some of them start
curious,
to leave?
When you said that, where are you getting your numbers from? Because most billionaires pay less taxes than the average American person.
How is that?
What do you mean, how is that?
How is that? The top earners in this nation, and it goes federally too, the top earners in this nation pay the majority of all taxes in this nation.
Well, we'll have to crunch numbers, but I don't know where you're getting the 40, what did you say, 48%?
Casey, you can do your own research, and I implore you to do so and use whatever search engine you want to use or whatever AI you decide to use or whatever research you decide to go down the path.
I don't use AI.
And look into the percentage of earners and what the percentage of tax they pay in for the federal budget and the any state or city budget.
I can tell you what I see, and I see average American workers that make minimum wage that has not changed in, 25 years? I think I was like 14 maybe the last time it changed, and it's still $7.25 an hour. Or people that can't pay for their child care.
Okay,
they go to work, and the money that they make goes to a child care fee. So these people are on SNAP benefits because they need it because the child care cost is ridiculous or food is ridiculous. I mean, I listen to you a lot. I don't know why I do, because you spout a lot of propaganda. I mean, you were raving about AI data centers to the people, and they are just going to ruin.
What's the caveat I said with AI data centers when I was talking about them? I don't know if
when you were
raving.
Talking about them, you were saying how they were going to bring all this business.
I said they needed to provide their own power supply. That's the only caveat I have to support them. So you're telling a
our
portion.
Community dry by increasing our PP&L bills and sucking the water system, our water, to cool those down.
If they provide their own power, how are they drawing from our community power?
Well, water. They need water to cool them down, not to mention the noise that they produce.
Well, and I've also done the research there to where they use sort of what's considered an antifreeze cooling system, or they could use gray water, which takes water from our sewage plants and uses that to cool their systems. There's that technology out there. And I've talked about all this on the show.
There may be technology out there, but that's not what they're using.
Well, some of the plants.
So they tell people all these good propaganda, and then they build these 30. What, they're talking about a 30-building facility in Archbald?
And when I've talked about it, Casey, I've said they have to use this technology and they have to provide their own power. That's how I support these. Other than that, and they can't be in residential communities. So I got to leave it there because we're at 4 o'clock. How old are you, Casey?
I'm 44.
All right. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening, even though you disagree with me. And call again because I want to continue this conversation.
Okay.
Thank you, Casey. It's 4 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.